Chala Perek Dalet, Mishnah Base 4:2. In the previous Mishnah, we had said that even if one person is the owner of two separate does, if the does are of different types, Mimbish en Amino, then if those does are kept separate but happen to come together, they remain exempt from the Chala requirements, even if in aggregate they pass the threshold of how much you need to have, 5/4 of a kav. And the reason why is because a person is presumed to be Makbid, that she wouldn't want her does to combine. The Yerushalmi says the reason is because they look different, and therefore if they look different, it's going to look kind of funny. So our mission is going to speak out the definitions of min b'mino and min b'she'en amino, what constitutes the same type or different type, which really means what looks alike and what looks different. You recall already that there are only five types of grain that ever could be obligated in the challah requirement: wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. And the Mishnah is going to say essentially that there are different groups that look similarly enough that a person wouldn't be makbid. So here you go. It starts out by saying, Ezehu min b'mino. What constitutes the same types of grain that one wouldn't be makbid if the two does combined? Hachiten, as for wheat, ena mitzdarfus im hakol. Wheat doesn't mix with any of the others, ela im hakusmin, with the exception of spelt, meaning it's either wheat and wheat or wheat and spelt. Those would be mitzdaref, they do combine, but wheat and barley, or wheat and oats, or wheat and rye, do not combine. Similarly, the Mishnah says, Hasaorim, when it comes to barley, mitzdarfus im hakol, barley combines with all of the grains, chutz menachitim, with the exception of wheat. That means barley and spelt, barley and oats, barley and rye are mitzdaref, they do combine, but barley and wheat do not. Now, if you're scratching your head and saying, wait a second, we just said spelt combines with wheat, and spelt combines with barley. And we said the reason why they are considered to be combined is because they look alike. So how could it be that wheat looks like spelt, and barley looks like spelt, but wheat doesn't look like barley? So the answer is, that's how it is. Just the same way, you know, I can have two first cousins, but they're not cousins with each other. So apparently, spelt is a first cousin of wheat, and the spelt is a first cousin of barley. And actually, the Gemara says kind of as much as that, from the same family. But apparently, wheat and barley themselves are too far apart to be mitzdaref. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Omer. Now, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is just coming to, not argue, but to add something else. We haven't discussed the other three grains. We discussed wheat and what it is and is not mitzdaref with, and same for barley. But we didn't discuss the oats, as spelt and rye. And here, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, Shar haminim, mitzdarfim zeim ze. They in fact all do combine one with the other. So spelt, oats, and rye each can combine with any other of those three to combine to reach the requisite shear to be obligated in taking challah.